Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 79. And today we're talking about what do we do for sermon preparation when life gets in the way. Perhaps it's happened to you. It's happening to me right now. Here I am sitting in my parents' greenhouse because I'm down staying with them for a few days. My father has just had an operation on his eye, so I'm here to take care of them and help out, doing some gardening, which explains my rather disheveled appearance right now. But I did want to take this opportunity to record this this episode of Tuesday Teaching Tips because I'm in the middle of a situation where I don't have as much time to prepare my lesson for Sunday as I would like. Sermon is coming up. We're looking at the trial of Jesus in Luke. And I would love more time. I just don't have it. There's nothing I can do. It's not my parents' fault. It's not my fault. Life gets in the way sometimes. So what do we do regarding sermon preparation when we're in this spot? Someone asked me a few years ago, I was doing a preaching workshop. They asked me, how much time do you spend on sermon preparation? And I said, well, on average, probably at that point in my life, 10 to 15 hours a week. And they rolled their eyes and said, well, what hope is there for us? He and most of the people in the room were not paid to do ministry. They were preaching and teaching in small congregations that had no staff, and they had to do it in their spare time. They didn't have 10 to 15 hours a week to prepare. And I find myself in that situation now. I don't have as much time as I would like. So what can we do? Well, I think there are several things we can do. First of all, you can delegate. In my situation, I can't. It would be unfair to put pressure on anybody else in our congregation. It's a small congregation. But perhaps you can. Perhaps you can delegate, you can ring up somebody and say, I am committed to preaching this sermon. I'm happy to follow through on it. And this is the way to do it, not dump it on somebody. So I'm going to do it if no one else can. Is there any chance you could do it? If they say no, you follow through on your original commitment and God will supply what you need. But you can, first of all, delegate. Ask somebody else. The second thing you can do is get more interactive. Get more interactive. In my last sermon, last Sunday, we had some interactivity in the sermon. We had a discussion point. People broke into twos to discuss some questions I'd put on the screen and on a handout. And it struck me that one of the people that was visiting that day, who had not been to our congregation before in particular, remarked to somebody else in the congregation how much that helped them to have interactivity and discussion as part of the sermon. They themselves are a teacher, and I suspect that may be one of the reasons they value it. But could you have more interactivity? This Sunday, part of my solution for my lack of preparation is to have more interactivity. We're going to read the whole trial of Jesus, and then we're going to break into a couple of groups to discuss the rights and wrongs of what happened in the trial. And then I have enough time to prepare some application of the passage and a little bit of introduction and conclusion. But the body of it will be small group discussion and working on the meaning of the passage. So that is a powerful thing to do. And in my opinion, more interactivity in our sermons is usually a good thing. That's the second thing you can do. The third thing you can do is change your approach. In other words, perhaps you've already got a topic assigned to you, or you've already been preparing something, but you just don't have the time to deal with it. Well, why not go back to a topic that you know a lot about? Instead of looking at a new passage with new ideas, go back to something that you have a lot of conviction about. In fact, you could probably speak eloquently for 20 minutes or so without any preparation because you know the topic. Perhaps you have a specialism in worship or faith or evangelism or prayer or something like that, and you know your topic. Be careful to use the scriptures well. Don't just spout what you're thinking, but you do know the right passages to apply. And so go back to something familiar that you have a lot of conviction about. The fourth thing you can do is re-examine an old topic with an old sermon outline. You may have preached before on a particular topic and you have a sermon outline and you can adapt it. Don't just redo a whole sermon word for word. That's probably not the best idea. It won't have freshness for your congregation. But go back to an old outline and pull out some things that will be particularly relevant to the group you will be speaking to. Leave out some other things that were applicable to the congregation you first spoke to about it. And just go back over an old sermon and pull out the bits that will help the group that you have in front of you. So those are some ideas. What are yours? What do you do when you have very little preparation time? Life gets in the way. Illness, family needs, some situation at work, something else that you didn't anticipate just comes up This happens. It happens to everybody. I'm sure it happened to Jesus as well. So what do we do? I've given you some ideas and I'd love to know yours, because I know this isn't the last time I shall be in this situation. And I have a favor to ask, by the way. I would really appreciate it if you could not only leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, but also pass this on to one other person. One other person who could benefit from these ideas, perhaps this episode, but perhaps one of the 78 that preceded, or some of the ones that, God willing, will be coming in the future. So please pass it on to one other person. And then, actually, I do have one more favor to ask, and that's please pray for my father. He's had his eye operation. It seems to have gone well, but you never know with these things. And he's in the early days of recovery and healing for that. So please pray that his eye is healed fully. I'd very much appreciate that. Thanks so much for watching. I'm very grateful. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.